And Awilawan, I'm Sabrina Spencer with The Journey Continues, highlighting local stories that matter to you. September 11th, Coast Mountain College had a grand opening of the newly renovated building, WAP Salmon. The Honorable Selena Robinson, Minister of Post-Secondary Education and Future Skills, was also in attendance for the ribbon cutting and also gave a speech.
I want to thank you. I want to thank the President and the Coast Mountain College community, all the faculty and staff, for the introduction, the tour, seeing that library, what a beautiful space, seeing the nursing labs, what an opportunity. So on behalf of Premier David Eby, I want to thank you all for joining us here today at this exciting grand opening of this beautiful space. I did have an opportunity to meet with a handful of students, and I know that the fall semester has just begun and they're busy, but about a dozen or so took time out to meet with me earlier. And I want to tell you a little bit about what they said about their learning opportunities here, because I think it really speaks to who all of you are as faculty and staff and leadership and how you create a culture of welcome. One of the students is an international student, and he said at the lunch, he said, well, as we were wrapping up, I was listening to them talk about the challenges around housing, the challenges around student fees. These are all things I've been hearing around the province as I go to the various institutions that we have around the province. And then as we were finishing up, this one student said, well, there's one more thing I'd like to share with you. And he said, from where I come from, there's this power dynamic between faculty and student. And he said, one of the things I notice here is that we work together in community. I see a diversity of people and a diversity of opinions in my classes. We're all valid. We all have something to contribute. And I feel like I'm part of something special. And I think that's not, even though we're celebrating a building, that's not about a building. That's about a community that you have all created here. And I think that to me is the highest compliment that you can all have as faculty and leadership and as students, is that you care for each other and you support each other's learning. And while we are celebrating a building, and I think it is something worth celebrating, in my mind, that is that far surpasses what any building can do to provide students. So I just want to say thank you to all of you who create that for students. I also know that you have 108 new beds at the beautiful Wigemsiaka Suelausket building, an updated library, which I saw, which is bright and shiny and smells new, and it looks like a great space.
After the ribbon-cutting ceremony, Dr. Lori Wei, President and CEO of Coast Mountain College, talked with CFNR about the build.
My name is Laurie Wei. I'm president and CEO of Coast Mountain College. It started in 2019 when our library, which was in the basement, flooded. And so first we were renovating that space because, of course, it was unsafe for students and faculty and staff to be in. And then in 2020, we received additional funds to renovate the main floor and the second floor. Like every other construction project, we suffered with supply chain issues and, as everybody else knows in the north, labor shortages. So we're delighted to be able to have this grand opening today, and as you can see around you, that it's for the most part done. We are delighted to offer a up-to-date, very high-tech nursing lab, which will train students in the healthcare assistant program, practical nursing, and of course the nursing program that we have, the four-year partnership, where students do their first 2 years at Coast Mountain College and their second 2 years at UMBC in Terrace. And so they will be using those labs to learn the most up-to-date technologies that they'll be expected to know when they go to work, hopefully at the new Mills Memorial Hospital. All the money came from the provincial government, though there was, of course, for the library renovation, some insurance money involved from the original flood.
This story is brought to you in partnership with the Local Journalism Initiative of Canada. You can see the full story at canada-info.ca.